But I'm you know, God wants to show us things to come. That's all a part of this prophetic anointing. You begin to get over in the spirit, you just begin to see it. But then there's this part of this prophetic anointing or the spirit of prophecy that is speaking forth or foretelling. F-O-R-E, telling, future, forthtelling, now, future, you can foretell or you can proclaim or you can speak forth. And that's what God is calling us to do. Amen. In prayer, to speak forth and declare what we want now, declare it.
Yes.
Corporately.
Yes.
And in those times too, the foretelling, and even in the speaking forth of the fourth, F-O-R-T-H, telling, in that will be the four, F-O-R-E, telling. Okay? Now, and so we know that the spirit of prophecy is manifested to the New Testament church as divine inspiration, as supernatural knowledge. And it always is most, the maximum, optimal effectiveness is in, out of corporate prayer. But I want to look at a church, if you will, just for the sake of, it's a symbolic of where Moses was at a point in his life. Thank God we're not there. We're not there because this church is a praying church. We're not there because the Lord has made me as the prayer director of the church and ministry to keep us not in this place. And that's how come he's this place that I'm going to show you where Moses was in a minute. But and that's how come I am up here on Sundays. And by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, I'm prophetically teaching.
Amen.
Every so the last several weeks.
Amen.
To get us over in the place now where God can put us over. Because that's what the prophetic anointing does. It takes you from one place and as if overnight and puts you over in another. So I want to show you this guy. Now, wait a minute. Before we go over here, let's go look at Acts. Because this speaks to you as when it comes to what I'm talking about. In the context of what I'm talking about this morning. Let's look at Acts chapter 3. Or maybe it's 2. Oh, I'm in Romans. No wonder it looks crazy. Oh, that helps a lot. That's what I'm thinking. I know where this scripture is. So I think it's 3. Yeah, Acts 3, verse 25. Huh? I said Acts. Did I not say Acts, people? Okay. I was in Romans, so that's why I couldn't find the scripture that I said that was in Acts. Okay. Everybody with me? What did I say turn to?
Acts 3:25.
There you go. Thank you, class. And it shall be that every soul that does not listen to and understand, I'm starting with 23 to get to 25, and it shall be that every soul that does not listen to and understand by hearing, and he that prophet shall be utterly exterminated from among the people. Indeed, all the prophets from Samuel and those who came afterwards, as many as have spoken, also promised and foretold and proclaimed these days. What days? What's happening? That outpouring that happened. The outpouring. And he says, you are the descendants of the prophets. We are descendants of the prophet. And particularly all of us in the body of Christ. But then here God set us, those of us here, and those of us in this church and ministry, he set us in a prophetic ministry that was founded by a prophet. So how much more the prophetic is open to us. And this ministry does have to have that operating. Just like Pastor Terry said in a word years ago, not just to have a touch of it, but we are called to perpetuate, have a constant outflowing of the prophetic.
Yes.
For the assignment on this church and for the assignment on this ministry.
Amen. Yes.
So we are the descendants of the prophet.
Yeah.
Now watch this operation here. Go to Numbers chapter 11. Numbers chapter 11, God opened my eyes to something. And I want to start with verse 14. This is Moses. Now, Moses is a prophet. Now, watch this. I am not able to carry all these people along because the burden is too heavy for me. God forbid that Pastor Terry would come to me and say that. I refuse to let the burden be on Brother Copeland and Miss Glory. I refuse to let the burden be on Pastor George and Terry. I refuse it. Because watch this, what Moses says. He says, these people are alone because the burden is too heavy for me. And if this is the way you deal with me, kill me. Dear God, that's what happened in churches. People don't have prayer in their church. That's why you hear these pastors like they up there proclaiming all this judgment. It's because they don't know what's going on. They're in the same situation Moses. They don't have a body of believers like us in this room to come and carry them and put them over in the prophetic. Moses said, you got to do something for me because or else kill me. He said, I pray you at once and be granted me a favor and let me not see my wretchedness in the failure of all efforts. And the Lord said to Moses, gather for me. Wait a minute. The Lord had an answer. And I'm telling you what, it wasn't a Bible study. I love the Bible. I believe in the word being first. I'm preaching the word to you right now, right? So, you know, that comes with the territory. The word has to be always first. But look what God did. He said, gather me for me 70 men of the elders of Israel and whom you know to be elders of the people or leaders or people, prayer leaders. Get me some praying people. Get me some people that gonna yield to me. Now watch this. Watch this prophetic impartation that's opened up to these people right here. He says, elders of the people and officers over them. And bring them to the tent of meeting and let them stand there with you. And I will come down and talk with you there. And I will take of the spirit which is upon you and will put it upon them. The spirit of prophecy. Moses was a prophet. What spirit were you think he was talking about? He was talking about that prophetic anointing. He was talking about the spirit of prophecy that rested on Moses. Because he knew in order for Moses to fulfill the assignment on his life, he had to have a prophetic place. He said, call me some elders. Get some prayer leaders. Let's get them in here. And let's let the spirit that's on you, I'm going to put it on them. And watch this. And they shall bear the burden of the people with you. That's our job.
Yeah.
See, this corporate prayer is just not this fuzzy thing. We praying, we don't know what we're praying about. Our job is to get the burden off the pastors. Our job is to get the burden off the prophet and get over there and begin to pray. Because the same spirit that's on Brother Copeland is available for us. But God don't want us to wait around till Brother Copeland gets so burdened that he has to come release that spirit upon us. We already have it. He gave it when Jesus came. Because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. He's in us. And he said, I just need you to yield to it. Now here, he had to put it on the people. But with us, he put it in us. We just don't yield to it. And I'm sorry I'm just monstrous this morning. I don't know why. I got so excited about this. I thought, dear God, it's been in the word all the time. And they're going to bear that burden of the people with you so that you may not have to bear it yourself alone. And say to the people, consecrate yourselves for tomorrow, and you will eat meat, da 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 da. Verse 25, same chapter. 24, and Moses, 24, and Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered 70 men of the elders of other people and set them round about the tent. And the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him and took of the spirit that was upon him and put it upon the 70 elders. And when the spirit rested upon them, they what?
Prophesied.
Oh, there it is right there in the word. They prophesied. If you doubt it now, just said it in the word. They prophesied. God didn't say they prayed, but God is talking about, I need some prophetic praying. That's how Moses changed the destiny of a nation, because he had people praying prophetically to help him change the destiny of it. And so in order to change the destiny of this nation, I guess I drank too much coffee, to change the destiny of this nation, we got to have a prophetic place open up. They prophesied, sounding forth the praises of God and declaring, indicative of speaking forth, declaring his will. Then they did so no more. And just like we do, we sit around and see, you'll go, please, I beg that you don't do this. Walk away. And maybe I won't be teaching on this in 6 months. But I'm telling you, this is something you can do all the time. This is something you can pray all the time. But there were two people here that got it. They stayed with it. They didn't do like some of them. They stuck with it. Verse 26. But there remained two men in the camp named Eldad and Medad. The spirit rested upon them, and they were of those who were selected and listed. Yet they did not go out to the tent as told to do, but they prophesied in the camp. It was open to everybody, honey. Let me tell you something. They got it. They got it. It takes more than just this once. It takes more than just a month of prophesying, prophetic praying. It takes a perpetuation of it. Eldad and Medad got it, and it rested upon them because they cultivated it, because they yield to it. My. And a young man ran to Moses and said, Eldad and Medad are prophesying, sounding forth the praise and declaring the will. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the minister of Moses, one of his chosen men, said, my Lord, Moses forbid them. But Moses said to them, are you envious or jealous for my sake? He said, I would that all the Lord's people were prophets. He said, this is what the prophet needs. I wish the whole church would get up and begin to prophesy. I want everybody to be a prophet, because I know the significance. I know what that prophetic anointing will do. He said, are you kidding me? Are you jealous? This is available to us. If Moses could get that bold of battle back then, how much more us? When the Bible tells us that the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Come on. My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. My God.
I'm just letting you say all that a little bit. And I got to thinking about that and meditating on that.
Excuse me.
And so the Lord said, I spoke to your words a couple of years ago. And I said, yeah, I remember that. And I'm going to read some of it to you, because I got to thinking, wait a minute. The spirit that's on Pastor Terry has been imparted to me. Uh-huh. Know why? Well, by divine design, and by, it comes with the territory. Right. But you know what? I clave to her. Yeah. I still do.
Yes.
And the spirit on her has come on me because I took my place in prayer. I didn't just come up here and be the prayer director with a button that says prayer director. But I took my place in prayer. When sometimes it wasn't easy. When sometimes I wanted to quit. When sometimes I wanted to rest my body, you know. But I took my place in prayer. And this prophetic spirit that was upon her got on me. And the prophetic spirit that got on Brother Copeland got on me. Because God said, you are called to watch over the prophet's ministry. But let me tell you something. Let me submit to you today that you are called to do it too. The fact that you're sitting in this room. And actually, this word was to Pastor Dwayne and myself. It wasn't just to me. And as I was looking at it, the Lord said it's available to everybody that's under you. And then he reminded me, I think it was 2016. You can help me. Maybe the primary election before the main election in 2016 when Pastor Terry came out. And she offered us her place in prayer. Yeah. I took it. Yeah. And I've been like, every time I need it, and when I don't even know, I'm not even conscious of it, I realize, oh, yeah. Because God took the spirit of Moses and put it up on those 70 people. And the spirit of Terry Pearson, Pastor Terry Pearson, can be upon you if you yield for it. She doesn't need to come in here and lay hands on us. It got on me before she laid hand on me that day in that prayer room. It was already on me. She was just confirming it. Because I yield to prophetic plan. And she says this, in every war since World War II, there have been people who were assigned to covert assignments to execute strategic operations that no one else knew they were there or what they were doing, but the results were evident. Even since the beginning of that war, there were a few, but in this day and in this hour, the numbers have multiplied. And multiplied and multiplied. And I will submit to you that the divine multiplication or augmentation, if you will, is you. Of those who are equipped and trained to respond. That while on one assignment, a much more strategic, specific move must be made. They are qualified by their training, but they are qualified also by their calling. Yes. And it is the calling that separates them during the training. Many aspire, many work, many it would seem would be physically capable of all that's required. But it is the calling of God that separates and lifts up. And at the end of that time, there's a recognition of achievement and a qualification for their assignment. Qualification of trust from the commander to be trusted to execute sensitive hidden assignments. And they are authorized at levels others are not. Now, let me tell you something. Although this word was particularly for Pastor Dwayne and I, but I'm telling you, it's for you too. God said it. He told me to bring it and read it. I don't ever read anything about me to anybody. Because it's my business. But God told me to bring this out because he got you in his mind. Now, there are different qualifications. There are different rankings. But everybody qualified for this prophetic praying. Now, I'm called to it. But you can make yourself called to it, too. How is it that some could be authorized in ways that others are not authorized? All believers' authorization is the same where their own lives are concerned. For every person has the same authority over their own life as many other believers, any other believer. But when it comes to authority over others, over circumstances, and against demonic strategies and wickedness, there are assignments of authority that can only be given by training. That's why I'm beseeching you, as Paul was saying, to get over in this kind of praying because it's training. Mm-hmm. To begin to renew your minds to it. Go back and look at this passage in Numbers 11. Go and look at it. Go and look at the spirit of prophecy, how it came on Jehaziel in the midst of the assembly. And she says, the wickedness, there are assignments of authority that can only be given by training, which qualifies and identifies, and by calling. So you can get it by training, you can get it by calling, and you can get it by training and calling. From this point forward, there will be times as you operate on regular assignments and duties of your assignment. She's talking to Pastor Dwayne and I. Duties in prayer, duties in ministry, there will be a sudden direction that comes from within. They're like this direction that comes from the Lord. Take action in your spirit. Take action in prayer immediately. For those are strategic unctions. And I'm telling you, when I saw that, I thought, oh, my God. That's been happening to me on a weekly basis. Here's Zuri and Rebecca, stand up. These two are witnesses. Back before the victory done, I started getting strong unctions in my spirit. Right at the end of the day when I wanted to work, and I've been in meetings all day long, and I wanted to follow up on my meetings. And at the end of the day, between 5 and 5:30, I would get this icky feeling in my gut that I could not ignore. And I would call a prayer meeting, and I had my team, Rebecca, Zuri, soon coming, Jacob, and Holden. And I would get in my office, Holden, stand up, he's here. And I just couldn't shake it. I couldn't shake it. And we would begin to pray. And we prayed out some very strategic, specific things for that victory thon. We prayed out some other things that I can't share. But I'm telling you, that was a prophetic unction. That was a strategic unction of the Spirit. It happened 1 week. And so then we went on. We got through for that week. Then Rebecca would have the same thing because Rebecca, she's out on the floor on the phones. And sometimes before I could call for her, she'll text Zuri and say, I need to come see Miss Iva, because, and she'd come, and she's carrying travail over it. And then the next week, it happened again. I got this ookie feeling. And I'll say to Jacob, he'd go, oh, no. You know, I said, I got that feeling. I just don't want to go home with it because I know me. I'm going to stay up all night trying to get it through. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, you're in this season now. You ain't called to do it by yourself. But see, I used to do it by myself. I used to go home and stay up all night long trying to get through it. And I would pray through it because that's the season I was in, because I was in training. But God said to me back in, before that victory time, he said, but you ain't called to do it by yourself in this season. Amen. And then the next week it happened again, did it not? And again, so one day I was sitting there, I said, Lord, why? Listen, watch this, how we can be sometime. I said, why are you giving me this strategic unctions and prophetic unctions so strongly every week? He said, because I'm trying to get you to call a prayer meeting. Oh, so you can pray out some things prophetically. And so I said, okay, we'll pray every week at this time. And we do. Okay, thank y'all. Y'all may be seated. But they're, like Ms. Billy said, they're witnesses. But you can't be busy. You cannot ignore it. You can't ignore those unctions. I don't care what it is. And my spiritual mom trained me how to do that. I don't care. You put it down. I don't care what it is. You drop it at all costs. And you get on your face before God and you pray it out. And that's how I got trained in it. Okay. As you're leading prayer in a group and may have great unction in praying in a group, but suddenly something will come up within you and you wonder, how is that connected? Where does that fit? And you desire to pray, but as a prayer leader, you don't know how to get from where you're praying in your group to where the flash that comes to your eyes, the flash that you must pray this, the flash that you must give a command, bind loose praise. And you wonder how they're connected. But understand this from me, that is your assignment. That is your place. It is under the authority that I give to you to speak, to redirect, to change, and to execute the will and the power of the Almighty, most particularly against demon strategies. Amen. So be watchful as you pray, for not everything you say or pray needs to be explained. Hey! today, Jesus. For know that there are times that you will speak and say things that you know in your spirit what you're speaking to, but it remains hidden and covered under the cover of prayers and prayers in the group. It's hidden. It's tucked into the group of prayer. But I have always said, the Lord, that not many have explored. Not many have understood. Not many have operated in it. But it's necessary now in this hour that there be more people who are instant to respond to me. God, listen, I hadn't looked at this word by me. I'm really sad because I really hadn't looked at it for myself. Because I, you know, sometimes I'm so focused on praying out the words over Pastor George and Terry, over the church. I promise you, I have not looked at this word probably in months. And I don't think I read it through once. Maybe three times when I first got the word. And I didn't remember that all this was in him. But the Lord reminded me. He said, I spoke a prophetic word over you. He said, I want you to get it because it's for them too. Amen. It was spoken by our prophet, Pastor Terry. She says, but I have always said, Lord, have that many explored, not many have understood necessary in this hour. There'll be more people who are instant to respond to me. And I will give you victories. I will give you strategies. I will give you and make you champions in the spirit because you have trained, because you have qualified, and because you are called. So understand that all you do has multiple layers, multiple levels of operation. And while you look one way to people, you look one way to demons. You are yet another way in my eyes. You are of superior, the superior operations of supernatural intelligence agencies. So I set my hands upon you. And she had us on our knees. And she put her hand on my head and on Pastor Dwayne's head. So that's what this means. So I set my hands upon you in faith for a transfer of the grace that operates even that the prophet's anointing from Brother Copeland through me. That's how it works, people. From Jesus to Brother Copeland to Pastor Terry to me to you. If you receive it. Don't get caught up on how it comes or who it comes through. Just make sure you stick with divine protocol. You'll be all right. And she said, through Brother Copeland, through me, to these, that the grace for us to stand in our office now equips them in a spiritual place of assignment in what they do, in the effectiveness. And because God is good and because of his gracious ways, there will be some change in effect in what others see, but not ever to the degrees of the impact that you will have as you respond and obey the promptings of the Spirit as they come to you. Learn not to question. Learn not to doubt. Talking to you now, because I don't question and I don't doubt it. Because God, he just enclosed it in my heart years ago when I had a dream about Dutch sheets, and he introduced me to the prophetic that way. I was introduced to the prophetic here, but I don't know why he used Dutch sheets, but that's how he kind of like it got in my heart. And Miss Annie began to talk to me about the prophetic and teach me about what that meant back in those days. Learn not to question, learn not to doubt, but move and respond. Move and respond. One last word. Don't be surprised when those unctions are very, very brief. Quick response. Move in. Release your faith. Give the command and then return to the place of the spirit that you're in. And she said, we thank you, Lord, that even this is an operation that begins in this church, in this ministry, and body-wide in Jesus' name. That's the sanction in there. There is the sanction. And if you was doubting that it's available to you, that's the sanction from our very own prophet. Right there. And And I want to tell you something. She said she had this real desire to watch a video on the Navy SEALs. I suddenly had this real desire to watch a video on Navy SEALs. It caught my attention over the years. Anyway, and someone that we know that's attached to a SEALs unit, it is just in my heart. And so 2 days ago, we just thought we were going to watch it. It took us 2 days to see it. You can get it on Amazon. It's a whole big, long documentary thing. It was marvelous. But I know now why, because what I saw as we were praying today was a correlation. In World War II, there were so few of those guys. They weren't even called SEALs, but there were so few of them. Nobody ever saw them. They were so like 30. There was like 30 of them. So, you know, in the whole war, there was so few, not very many. And so, and they just very minimal assignment. They would do their work, and then they'd be done with them. They just disbanded over the years, and yet it changed, and it grew a little bit, and it grew a little bit. Vietnam, it grew a lot more, and it grew. And so then they came to revamp, okay? But now there are hundreds of them. Just still a very small number. Used to, they worked totally independent, and they were evaporated, but now they are recognized. People realize who they are, but they operate within the context of others. They operate in the context with the Navy or the Army or whoever else. They set them in the midst, and key. They are key to serve that assignment. So if the Army has this assignment where they come in, they say, what can we do to help? How do we help? But then they are suddenly sent into something that no one else is qualified for. See, the average person out there in that congregation ain't qualified for what you should be qualified for. Amen. If you'll do this. Amen. It's good when they come in to pre-service prayer and help us, but you're the ones that are qualified because you're being trained. Amen. As you yield to it, you'll come up in that qualification. And then God sometimes will place a call on you to do it. I believe it was. I didn't realize this prayer was this long. No wonder I probably didn't do it. Dear Lord. Dear Jesus. But I have some others working for me. Mm-hmm. They are hidden soldiers. They in this room. They work it. I know they do. That's the way it's supposed to be. There's this place in prayer where suddenly you shoot off onto something that just do it and do it now. And you try to figure out in your head what, why. Brother Hagin said that the Lord told him there are principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. And Jesus told him, you deal with the bottom three. I'll deal with it. Well, what does Jesus mean when he said, I'll deal with it? It doesn't mean that, okay, you don't ever have to think about those. Jesus said, I got this one. And so Jesus and the devil are duking it out in the heaven. No, it means that there is a level of anointing that is required to effect and change at those higher levels. He steps in with a spiritual demonstration that is not akin to believers generally speaking. And that's what he's talking about. And so somehow, some way in that place of prayer or in whatever you're doing, I don't care if you're having a meeting, and the Lord says, pray, you stop right where you are and you do it. Okay, I like to know feedback from you. And that's why he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we dare ask or think. But this is a strategic operation for this day. And as we prayed today, it wasn't just praying about the two of you, but that kind of operation of the Spirit, like the seals coming back together. My Lord God, it's for the body of Christ. It's for you. Lord told me. He said, I gave you a word. He was just speaking to me. He said, you know, I spoke a word over you a couple of years ago. He says, for them too. Take it this morning in light of what I've shown you here with Moses. Amen. All right. Well, so come on up here holding LeVar. Y'all going to pray. Now I done laid it out. Y'all pray a little bit before we go. If I need to jump back in, I will. Do you have anything? You have something? Come on. For me? Okay. Yes. You have something? Oh, okay.
Baba sungla restur ci mangle single vonda yendo drebe stukli ama ungi ikusha klesta ba sur rebe savromo klede lobraba bosambe kalavando klos kingle yandu se braba ba sur revlava angle esta unga ikla su ungle enga nama angla asti ikomongo uj de kiga ama ungo moklanga Ezabas du kriplam brongromongle zangle e o sangi gila mazoble e bobo sambanga lebra baba zobre bebe bazobamble levango shagreke gustangle yando yano motiki yastu bribi kala mazobre